From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky, but according to UN envoy Staffan de Mistura, it is still holding.
The reduction of violence, and you will be having further reports we will get after we have verified today, is by and large, frankly, holding. In fact, has been substantial.
The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing U.S. diplomats of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block United Nations aid from reaching the city of Aleppo. Special Envoy Jan Egeland told reporters in Geneva he hopes deliveries can be made to the city on Friday. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announcement to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said that America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. Republican Cory Gardner, chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and the Pacific, criticized President Obama for making the decision on lifting the sanctions unilaterally. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU.
Je l'ai souvent rappelé, c'était pas une crise de plus.
French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks a crisis of its very existence and foundation. This is VOA News.